One of the other studies that I presented was with bevacizumab and atezolizumab. So the anti-PD-L1 together with bevacizumab, and we had 10 patients. It was kind of one arm of a basket study that involved a number of GI tumors. But for that patient population, it seems to have worked very well with 90% response or stable disease.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that study with the PD-1, atezolizumab, and bevacizumab. What's the thinking? You know, heard people talk about anti-angiogenics like Bev in some way having an immune-based effect, or that some of the benefits from an anti-immune effect or a permanent immune effect. What's the thinking behind all this?
There are no real randomized trials at the moment. I think that we could see one maybe in renal cancer or melanoma, but I mean, one theory is that because of the regulation of the kind of neovasculature that you see in tumors by blocking VEGF, you might be able to get the immune cells in better. They might be able to penetrate the tumors better because the tumor vessels are more normal. Another theory is that it may upregulate some of the expression of the PD-1 antigen or other immune antigens that allow for better immunotherapy. But again, I think that there's a lot of theory and some preclinical data, but very little clinical data to support that. It's just that in our study, it wasn't randomized or controlled, but we did seem to see a lot of benefit.